welcome, and thank you all for being here. I know that apparently just 4 hours ago it seemed like this might come together, but clearly a fantastic turnout on your 15 year and second day birthday. Congratulations on making it. And if you can probably hear, I have a bit of a cold, so if your patients are in the process of developing a cure for the cold, I'd be very interested to suspect. And better still, if it's a cure for man flu, which is far, far more serious. If for those who are unfamiliar with the area, welcome. This site has been famous for pioneering healthcare work for many, many years, and not just from Guy's and St Thomas's, who are probably the most famous neighbour who I know you're looking forward to working in partnership with, seeking to work in partnership with. But there's also a very strong local history to contribute to the healthcare sector here. Dr. Alfred Salter was providing free healthcare to local people about 100 years ago. He went on to become the first Labour MP for the Bermondsey area, Bermondsey community, and he contributed to the development that led to the establishment of the National Health Service. So there is a real community connection, and I'm very proud to represent such a strong tradition of pioneering and world-class healthcare that you are continuing by investing with us now. I know you're seeking to work from this site and with Guy's and King's, who also have King's have part of the university campus and their student accommodations here. Many of the future doctors and nurses are being trained right here in this community, and I'm proud they live amongst us and are contributing right now already. And I'm really pleased that Richmond's development of over 200 medicines will continue from this site, will continue to benefit both local people and across the world. And it's fantastic to see that continue from this very site. But I'm also pleased that you're doing this at this particular juncture, because there is a lot of uncertainty at the moment in the UK, particularly fueled by Brexit. Now, I've opposed Brexit in Parliament, I opposed it in the campaign, I voted against it at every opportunity. And not least because I think that the £350 million for the NHS per week is as likely to turn up as a herd of unicorns. That just isn't going to happen. So even more important that we have very successful partnerships supporting the continued work of the NHS. And I'm very mindful on this site that we have the London Bridge Hospital working in partnership with Guy's and Thomas as well, and that we have a new cancer treatment centre coming in, Guy's, that is part privately funded. That should not, in my personal opinion, as a Labour MP, we should be very welcoming of initiatives that benefit patients. Anything that supports people at the end of the journey should be very much part of our health service. But that Brexit uncertainty is a real concern for me, because I hear from EU nationals working in our health service across every sector, but every part of health service already. There's 5,000 in the NHS alone. I hear from them, they're very concerned about their future. I hear from parts of the healthcare sector who are worried about where they recruit from if we close our door to the free movement, if we don't allow people to be recruited from certain countries. And I hear from healthcare researchers, including from UCL, who are worried about future access to funding. So those are my concerns, but they are today. We have Richmond investing here. We have 100 jobs coming to this site, and I know you will bring Japanese and American investment as well. So you are very welcome, and it is very positive that you are here counterbalancing some of my concerns about where we go as a result of the Brexit decisions. And I'm very pleased that the work you'll be doing here will not just benefit the people who work here, but will go on to, hopefully, cure that man flu and colds and support patients and people across the whole world. So thank you so much once again all for coming together to make sure this is a brilliant success. I really hope you enjoy going up the Shard. It's a fantastic building. The views are amazing. I hope it's a clear sky today. Unfortunately, I've got to go back to Parliament, but you'll be supported, I hope, in your drinks by Southwark's First Citizen. And it's brilliant to have the Councillor Catherwood, the Mayor of Southwark. I think it's really important and a real... Southwark Council is very proud of the investment in jobs that you're bringing as well, and I think it's really positive the Council is here to welcome you as well, as our First Citizen. So thank you so much. Welcome. Enjoy.